A chemical manufacturer responsible for contaminating residential wells in Bladen, Cumberland, and Robeson counties has offered to install filtration systems in some affected homes. But state regulators say it's too soon to decide if that's the correct course of action. Rusty Jacobs has more.
The Chemours company produces Genix, a compound used in making nonstick surfaces. Chemours released Genix into the Cape Fear River for years, tainting drinking water downstream in the Wilmington area. Closer to the plant, airborne Genix has settled in residential wells as far as 6.5 miles away. For almost a year, the company has been providing bottled water to the more than 200 homes where Genix levels have exceeded the state's advisory threshold of 140 parts per trillion. Now, Chemours has offered to install and maintain granular activated carbon, or GAC, filtration systems in those homes. That's based on results from a 4-month pilot project on 6 homes with excessive Genix levels. Brian Long manages the Chemours plant.
These units work, and I want the community and those that are impacted to know that they work, they're available.
Long says the GAC systems effectively remove compounds like Genix and other per- and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals in the emerging class known as PFAS. Long says Chemours sees the GAC filters as a long-term solution, especially for people who have been living on bottled water for so long.
If folks want to get back to, you know, a more normal lifestyle and stop, you know, drinking bottled water and get back to their tap water, we can install these units in a matter of weeks and believe they're very effective and believe they're a permanent solution.
But Michael Scott, with the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, says the jury is still out on GAC. Scott directs DEQ's Division of Waste Management.
These whole house systems are often an interim solution, but the department does not consider them permanent, long-term solutions unless there's a cost-prohibitive component to running a water line or a water line is just not in close proximity to an area.
Scott says DEQ needs a more robust data set, first, to see how often the GAC systems need maintenance, and second, to determine how effective they are at removing not just Genix, but other emerging PFAS compounds. For Mike Waters, that's where the GAC systems fall short.
Genix, it's filtering it out, but not Nafion byproduct 1 and 2 when it's coming through at 1,000 a pop.
Waters is not a chemist. He's a former Special Forces soldier and currently works at the Special Warfare Center and School on Fort Bragg. Waters is also one of the Cumberland County residents whose wells had Genix levels above the state advisory goal. He's also participating in the GAC pilot project. Initial testing of his wells before the GAC pilot started showed Genix levels around 236 parts per trillion, plus other emerging contaminants. Waters has scoured the GAC filter test data, not only from Chemours samples, but also from DEQ and testing done by the law firm representing him and other residents with contaminated water. And Waters says the pilot data show the presence of many, many more chemicals besides Genix before and after filtration.
I used to be worried about 506 part per trillion combined. I'm 19,432. Before filtration. After filtration, 10,000 parts per trillion.
To be sure, while Genix has been linked to cancer in lab animals, the human health effects are not known, and there's no enforceable drinking water standard for Genix and other PFAS chemicals. Hardly reassuring to people like Mike Waters.
It's kind of like, okay, if I shoot you with a .22, you're going to bleed. I shoot you with a .45, you're going to bleed more.
Waters and DEQ say the preferable long-term solution for many of these affected homes is to connect them to municipal water lines, though some homes are too far from county facilities to make that feasible. Chemours, for its part, has sought to douse the enthusiasm for municipal water hookups with the release of a feasibility study showing it could take years and prove too costly to connect some homes. For now, Mike Waters will stick with bottled water for drinking and dishwashing. DEQ plans to present its data on the GAC systems at a public meeting sometime towards the end of this month. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.